What do you say to yourself when you talk to yourself? What do you say to other people? Positive self-talk is what this is about. Change your attitude right now with your thoughts and your words. What you think and what you say amounts to your attitude. Highly successful people have positive attitudes. Someone asked me once, hey Grant, how do you change your attitude? I mean, when you're having a bad day, don't you ever have bad days? Absolutely. I have days that are worse than other days. I have days when I feel better than other days. I have days when I go to work and I don't want to be at work. How do I change my attitude? Hey, here's the answer. Produce something. Almost any level of production will change a person's attitude. The idea of having goals and dreams, the idea of exercising, eating right, the idea of knowing where you're going is going to change your attitude. But what will change your attitude forever is what you think. Why is that? Well, what you think and what you get shifts your attitude. Go make a sale, complete a task, make a phone call, produce almost anything at any level. Go handle something you've been putting off and you will finish it and feel better. Production, remember, production is the basis for morale. Thought, this is the formula for a great attitude. Thought plus language plus action equals a great attitude. The more positive thought, the more positive language, the more positive actions, the more positive the attitude. The more negative the thoughts, the more negative the language, the more negative the action, the more negative your attitude. So one thing you might want to note right now is I want to avoid any low esteem events. Avoid all low self-esteem creating events. Anything you don't feel good about, don't do. The language you use creates the attitude that you have. What you say when you talk to yourself creates your attitude. Hey, Grant, how you doing, Grant? I'm all right. I'm having this, you know, my own little conversation. I'm doing all right. That's not a very good attitude, folks. And we're gonna look at that today. What are you saying to yourself when you talk to yourself? Because everybody, not just multiple personalities, everybody talks to themselves. And most of you watching this, you can relate to the multiple, you know, personality conversation. You're having it right now. Hey, do I need to be here? Where else could I be? How could I be more productive? Business is bad, etc. So what do you say to yourself? What do you say to other people? You might want to take the next day or so and get a journal and start writing down every negative comment or thought that you have. And you will see why you're battling staying up because of what goes on through your mind. See, you ever heard this? Garbage in, garbage out. Whatever garbage is going in, data going in, is what data is going to come out in actions and words. The language you use is created by the thoughts that you have. If you think it, you'll say it, and then you're going to do it. That's why so many people try to change behavior, and it doesn't last. Because if you don't change your thought process, you can't change your verbal processing, and then therefore cannot change your actions. So you won't have a good attitude. Why? Good attitude comes from good production. The more you produce, the better your attitude will be. Me doing this shoot today creates a good attitude. I become positive. Me sitting in front of the TV and watching all the problems in the world will not create a good attitude. So get a sheet of paper right now and answer these questions. Answer these in the way you would normally respond. How are you doing? How's your business? How was your weekend? Just write the first response you would normally have in a normal situation. Hey, what's been going on? Have you met anyone interesting lately? What are you doing this weekend? What do you think of this weather right now? Did you like the ball game you saw this weekend? And what's new in your life? These are questions you're asked every day. And every day you choose to answer them in a certain way because you think about them in a certain way. You answer them the way you think. How you think causes what you say. What you say is what you do, and what you do creates production or lack of production, therefore a good or bad attitude. Okay, so let's go back over your list. Let's check your list. Hey, how you doing? Normal responses from normal people is like, well, I'm okay. You know, I'm so-so. I'm fine. I'm cool. How's your business? How's your business right now? It's okay. It's up and down. So-so. How was your weekend? It's all right. You know, nothing special. No big deal. Nothing eventful happened. What's been going on? What's been going on in your life? Not much. You know, same-o, same-o. These are normal responses from people. Met anyone interesting lately? Not really. You know, same people over and over. No one interesting around here. Number 6, what are you doing this weekend? Nah, you know, same old thing, you know, just probably hanging out, doing nothing special. What do you think of this weather? Man, the weather sucks, man. Same weather, the rain, same weather, the sun, same old weather. Hey, did you like the ball game? It was all right, you know, no big deal. I can't believe those guys get paid the kind of money they get paid to do what they do. What's new in your life? Not much. Again, the same old, same old. Do you think that's how successful people talk? I'll promise you it's not. Do you think people with great attitudes talk like that? The person that you're talking about is mundane. All right, it's okay, nothing special. Then they wonder why their life's not exciting. Man, I want adventure in my life. I want excitement. I want to feel good. So where are you going to end up saying, all right, so-so, not no big deal, nothing special, don't have any interesting people in my life? Your entire life, folks, your entire life is created by your thoughts and then by your language. Start using language that's different. Start using the language of highly successful people. Highly successful people are going to use language like, hey, how you doing this weekend? Man, I'm doing great, man. I'm going to have a great weekend. I'm going to use words like great, super, wonderful. Everybody try that. Great, super, wonderful. You know, did you have a good weekend? Man, it was an incredible weekend. It was a wonderful weekend. It was a super weekend. How was the ball game? It was an excellent game, man. These guys are getting paid $25 million to entertain me. You believe that? And I paid $40 to see the game. They're paid $25 million for $40. I got next to $25 million. See, I love that, you know. Those are great words. Hey, did you like surfing this weekend? Man, I love to surf. I had a blast surfing. The waves weren't great, but I had a blast being in the ocean. Use words like, you got it. Whatever you want, I'll do it for you. Good things happen to me all the time. That's a great attitude. See, saying things like, everything works out to my greatest good. Somebody asked me once, anything bad ever happened to you? I said, never. Nothing bad ever happens to me. Great things happen to me. Everything always works out for me. All things go well for me. That's my self-talk. These are the things that I say to myself. Great, super, excellent, wonderful. I'm having a great time in my life. Great things happen to me. Nothing bad ever happens to me. What language do you use? That's the language I use. That language will change your attitude. The language you have is created by the thoughts you have. Change your thoughts, change your language, change your action will change your attitude to have a success attitude. So change what you think and then change what you say.